This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Annie and Ando, serving you a hot plate of Joy breakfast.
23 minutes past 8, 14 degrees and a forecast top of 25. Open, non-judging, easy to talk to. Up next, we have Joy's own sex therapist and counsellor, Lisa Tawney. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you both?
We're so excited to talk to you for the first time.
Oh, we're in so...
Absolutely.
We need you, basically.
We're going to be chatting to you about Bridgerton this week. Have you watched the series?
I have seen the series. Have you?
I've watched two episodes, so I'm hoping we can delve into it without giving away too many spoilers.
I've seen it all.
I heard it's very saucy.
It is very saucy. It sort of comes with a bit of controversy as well. So it's it's a hard topic to talk about a little bit without the spoilers.
Oh, that's okay.
So I know. Spoiler alert. Turn it off if you don't want to. Yeah, let's spoil it.
Yeah.
And Ando told me that you thought... It wasn't saucy because you hadn't gotten to the juicy bit yet.
There's some sexy bits in it, right? But I was saying to Annie yesterday, I don't think it's as saucy as people make out. And Annie, what was your response
to me? I
said,
I think you might have been desensitised by watching too many...
Grown-up movies.
Right. Yeah. So there is quite a bit coming out. And there is a controversial scene in the sixth episode involving a sexual act without consent. So the show does come with a warning. So just for people to be mindful of that,
It is set in the 1800s, so that's probably why a lot of these issues would have not been talked about at all back then.
Yeah, and I think the one of the things that really comes through in that show is there's just a dire lack of sex education for young female characters in the show.
Yes, the mother really fails her daughter.
Yeah, it really highlights the importance of education for people understand consent, understand their bodies, understand pleasure. You've got a couple of characters who are trying to work out how a woman becomes pregnant.
They've got no idea.
And then they're coming up with these sort of outlandish ideas that aren't outlandish to them because they actually have no factual information about that or, what happens when you get married and because the men know these things and when the girls innocently ask, they're shut down as what a scandalous question to ask, but
Lisa,
the men are clearly aware.
Lisa, one of the things I wonder is as mothers watch particularly that scene where the daughter goes after experiencing sex and navigating it for herself and with her partner, she goes back home to mum and says, "You failed me. You did not prepare me for what this was all about." And I wonder if mums were out there watching, thinking, "I need to call my daughter now. I need to I potentially failed her too."
Yeah, there was a great article written just a couple of days ago on this topic by a mother to say, I was watching this show thinking we need to have these conversations and these need to start at home.
Yeah.
You know, we need to get over the idea that sex is embarrassing or taboo. It's just a natural part of life and we need factual information so we can make these educated decisions about our bodies, so we're not, left in the dark about these things. It's so important to understand our anatomy, what brings pleasure. There is a masturbation thing.
Do you have any
top
tips for how to approach that conversation with kids?
Just be really open about it and start where the kids are at and say, tell me, what do you know about this? Because kids are exposed at such a young age now to porn. And so it's really good just to say, don't assume what they know. Ask them what they know, right? Just to say, what's your understanding of this? Do you know how babies are made? And just go with that, if we think back on our own sexual education, mine was just back in the 80s.
It's just us. Feel free to share. It's just the three of us.
Well, I would say probably out of the three of us, I've had the most recent sex education schools. And I still think it was severely lacking. And even now things are changing slightly.
Yeah,
there's a much more emphasis now on respectful relationships, consent.
Yep.
Queer sex is included far more. So many people have received no education whatsoever. A lot of our queer members of the community, so queer sex wasn't even talked about when we. It was all, you know, PIV sex and heteronormative stuff. So things have changed a lot in that regard, which is great. But we just keep needing to have these very open, honest conversations and try to push through that sense that somehow this is taboo. We should be talking about sex like any other thing we talk about, like going to the gym or going to therapy or going to shops. And, you know, the more we talk about it, the easier these topics become.
I love that. What a great message. I know this is not our movie reviews chat, but what would you rate Bridgerton? And do you think we should watch it and have a discussion?
Well, it depends what you like, you know, because some people compare it to the Gossip Girl show from the 2000s.
I've never seen
that. I was thinking that, because they've got all this
with the scandalous gossip blog. You know, I think that if you, if you can... If you love these sort of extravagant, lush-looking shows, it's got some amazing music, which is modern pop music.
Yeah, but orchestral covers.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's really good. But, you know, there's definitely some, you know, flaws and plot stuff going on. It does look pretty amazing. But I also think it's really good to watch it with that kind of lens of, well, what do we know about sex education and, you know, the rights of women and things like that. So I enjoyed it, but obviously there's a few, you know, there's some issues that haven't been dealt with terribly well, but I guess that's the novels as well. So there's some controversy in it, but it does look pretty sensational. So depends if you love a BBC period. Right?
Exactly.
Thanks so much,
Thank
Lisa.
You so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning. The Murphys are back in a fortnight's time. I'm sure they're going to have holiday horror stories to share with you and get your advice on.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.